Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries support a plethora of fish species. Fish ranging from small minnows to 3-foot-long rockfish can be found in our listening area. And they have a profound effect on the bay ecosystem, consuming everything from algae to bay grasses to crustaceans and other fish. I've been a fisherman most of my life, and sharing my hobby with my children has been an excellent opportunity to teach them about their ever-changing environment. We spend a few hours at a time on a shoreline casting lines and looking for wildlife. Each of my kids has a favorite Chesapeake Bay fish. My son's is the mummachog. The name mummachog comes from a Native American term meaning going in crowds, because these fish form large schools. They live in the bay's muddy marshes, channels, and grass flats, and eat crustaceans, mollusks, worms, insects, plants, algae, and even other fish. To find these 5-inch fish, my son and I usually look in areas where there are wading birds like herons. Lucky mummachogs that evade other predators like large fish, seabirds, and our fishing expeditions can live to be 3 years old. What's amazing about them, my son tells me, is that just one mummachog can consume 2,000 mosquito larvae in a single day. Plus, unlike a lot of our local species, they can withstand changes in temperature and salinity, as well as low oxygen and pollution. My daughter's favorite fish is a bit different. Hers is the Atlantic croaker. We all laugh when it makes its namesake sound. They are a silvery pink color and can get up to be 20 inches long and 8 years old. Only in the Chesapeake Bay from spring through autumn, it makes its characteristic sound by vibrating its swim bladder using special muscles. Both of my kids have a soft spot for the underappreciated bay anchovy. It is by far the most abundant and commonly caught fish in the Chesapeake. Just 4 inches in length, the bay anchovy is a translucent schooling fish that eats mostly zooplankton and fish larvae. I think it's their favorite because we catch them so often. Regardless, the anchovy is a favorite food source for larger predators such as bluefish, weakfish, and striped bass. So it's a critically important part of our bay ecosystem. My own favorite is the northern puffer. Is there anything cooler than puffing into a spiky ball for self-defense? We catch these olive-colored, club-shaped fish from time to time in the middle and lower Chesapeake Bay, from spring through autumn. They're bottom dwellers and prefer the bay's flats and channel margins. Although some types of puffer fish are poisonous, our northern puffer is not. In fact, it's a delicious fish, often sold as sea squab. If you see them at the fish market, you'll notice its strong, beak-like mouth, which it uses to crush the shells of small mollusks, crustaceans, and other invertebrates. Even though there's a playful debate in our family about which of our favorites is the best, the actual time spent together on the bay is what's most important. It's an opportunity to enjoy Maryland's great brackish treasure and teach kids to respect and protect our beautiful shores. Your local outdoor store has great classes to help your family give it a try. But with just a little bit of gear, you can try it yourself. Here are my tips. It doesn't matter if the fish you catch are small. Catching fish is the key, not catching big fish. Just being outside and seeing people enjoying fishing will trigger even more curiosity from an already interested child. A simple bait rig consisting of a hook, split-shot sinker, and a bobber will work for most species mentioned today. One thing that works well is to bring a small net that they can use for catching insects, pollywogs, or frogs. This often can be more exciting to them than the actual fishing. Just make sure that all the little critters are released. Children have short attention spans. An hour, possibly two, will be about all of the fishing they can handle for a day. When it stops being fun for them, it's time to call it a day. And it's easier to teach young children to fish if your attention is geared towards them and not towards your own fishing. Tag team with one rod until everyone can fish on their own. You can learn more by visiting www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.